Film.
And Furious.
Hey, welcome back to Film and Furious. Okay, this is a really big movie, so no spoilers for this one. As you can see by the title of the podcast, I watched Black Widow, which was released on the 7th of July, 2021. Starring Scarlett Johansson as Natasha Romanoff, and I'm sure you're all familiar with the Marvel series. So Natasha finally gets her own backstory. There is stuff I could get angry about, mainly centered around the fact that a lot of the superhero sort of escape from danger scenarios were down to pure luck rather than any skill on the part of the action hero, stroke character, stroke superhero. And therefore, if that was real life, you're going to run out of that sort of luck really quick. But it's not real life. It's based on a comic book franchise, and therefore, Marvel's Marvel. Did I enjoy this as much as the other films? Probably on a par. I think my favourite Marvel has got to be Guardians of the Galaxy, because it's got more humour in than the other ones. It's obviously packed full of action and explosions and all sorts of stuff, which is why people like this sort of film. But it's also got those really slow moments where the actors, big movie stars, have to show how good an actor they are, and they have to have that little heart-to-heart, one-to-one moment scene with one of the other characters to wow us with their acting skills. But we don't go to this sort of movie for that sort of stuff. So in my opinion, I much preferred the series Falcon and the Winter Soldier, because overall I thought the pace was quicker and there was a lot more action in them. Yeah, again, they had the little moments for the actors' egos to show how good an actor they are, but I was actually quite surprised about the little spin-off TV series. I wasn't expecting to like it, and I wasn't expecting to like it more than I liked the films. Oh, I did like something about the film. I really liked the character played by David Harbour, who's the guy out of Stranger Things. He's the sheriff stroke cop guy in Stranger Things. I thought, if anything, he brought the most humour to the film. So, yeah, nice play, David. So there you go, short and sweet. If you like this sort of film, you're going to enjoy it. So let me know what you thought of the film. Let me know if you liked it, disliked it. You can find me on Twitter. It's @TheAbductee. Or you can leave me a comment on iTunes. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
If you want to hear more Film and Furious movie reviews, don't forget to subscribe and check out my other podcast, Theory of Conspiracy. Thanks for listening.